If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On with Mario Lopez.
Here we go, Thursday. Got a lot of fun planned for you. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. Actor Tom Payne, who you may remember as Jesus on The Walking Dead, is going to zoom in later. He's got a new movie to tell us about.
Plus, latest buzz, a random question, and just a few songs away from another helpful hack. So turn it up. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez. Yeah.
You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What is the topic of the day on Courtney's Corner?
It is not habit stacking, guys.
Oh, we went
over
that.
Sorry to burst your bubble. It's storage bags. So if I had a nickel for every time I had the wrong sized bag for what I needed, I'd be rich. Here's a trick to extend the size of your Ziploc.
Oh, I need this.
Take two bags and flip one inside out. Now you can connect the two and double your size.
What? That works?
Yes. And then you can say, connect four.
Connect two, actually.
Connect two.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Don't forget that you can listen to this show as a podcast. So much fun, too. We take out the music, condense it down to a snack-sized portion.
But you'll still get all the fun, the games, and Hollywood buzz. Just open up your iHeartRadio app or whatever you use to get your podcast and search for On With Mario.
All right, let's get back to music. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Let's put a spotlight on my wife. It is time for Courtney's random thought. What you got, honey?
If we aren't supposed to snack at night, why is there a light in the fridge?
Well, sometimes as you get older, your vision gets poor, like myself. You need everything a little brighter. And sometimes at night, you don't want to turn on all the lights, and just the light in the fridge is just enough.
To grab that little piece of chocolate.
Yes, it is. By the way, you need to go to the store and get some more dark chocolate.
I know.
Come on.
We don't have anything.
Killing me. Yo, Mario, Courtney Lopez, and Jelly Roll regrets all his ink.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So Jelly Roll is covered in tattoos. Obviously, if you see him, you think that he'd actually like them, right? But he says he regrets 98% of his body art. He says stuff that he thought was cool when he was 17 is a lot different now that he's 40. The one he hates the most, a baby smoking. Yeah, you know, that's the thing about tattoos. You know, when you're young, carefree.
You know, like a smoking baby.
Right.
This is fine.
Yeah. And then you think you can pull it off. But as you get older, you start to realize, you know what? And you start to, your skin starts to change too. And it starts to look different. But when you start going on your face and neck, like Jelly Roll, that's next level. That is a constant reminder every day you look in the mirror.
Listen, I am not opposed to doing face and neck as I get older because I'm just wrinkling anyway. So that will just be camouflage.
Great. That's what I got to work with? Okay.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here, and Tom Hardy is putting on the Venom suit for one last time. Coming in October, Venom, The Last Dance.
Hardy is also a producer and helped develop the script. The first two movies have earned a combined $1.3 billion at the box office, so not too shabby.
I thought that was like a low-key film. Man, it's not. It's doing well. Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz. Actress Ashley Benson has given birth to a baby girl. She's keeping the name under wraps. So that's the new thing. I don't know why people are doing that. That's a new trend with celebrities. They have the baby and then they wait to release the name like it's an album drop later.
I think it's just something they do for, they think they have power. I don't know.
Maybe it's so they can get all the social handles first.
Ah, she's already been spotted in public in a crop top. Look at that. That was quick. Go, girl.
The baby?
Well, it sounds like everyone is happy and healthy, so that's wonderful. Congrats.
Time to say happy birthday to a few celebs and try to guess their ages. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. Frazier, who's turning a year older on this Thursday, April 4th?
Jamie Lynn Spears from Zoe 101, Britney's sister.
Jamie Lynn is 38.
36. 33. Ooh.
Wow, they're that much of an age difference. Yeah. I didn't know it was on.
David Blaine, magician.
David Blaine is 50.
I think he's younger than that because I think he took years off his life. So he's 52.
51, and that would not be higher. That would.
Wow. I knew he was
off. Numbers are way off.
Okay. Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man himself.
I love him. He's so great.
And an Oscar winner now.
Yeah.
Right.
He is 54.
I think he's hitting the sixth level. 60.
59.
One off on two already.
And Craig T. Nelson from Coach.
I used to watch this show.
Yeah.
75.
73. 78. Wow.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Lopez? Here with some quick buzz for you. Ariana Grande's divorce from Dalton Gomez is now final. That took a minute. He's going to get $1.25 million in cash. Half of the profit from their L.A. home, but no spousal support. Well, they were really not married too long. Their relationship started around this time in 2020, and they tied the knot in May of 2021. And she picked up the pieces and has moved on quickly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends.
In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Mario Lopez? Here you may know today's guest as Jesus on The Walking Dead. It's Tom Payne. He's got a new horror movie called Imaginary hitting theaters. Plus, he's in a new Kevin Costner Western. We're going to find out all about it after a few more songs. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom for the new movie Imaginary, actor Tom Payne. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm very well, Mario. Thank you for having me.
Well, first off, baby number two is on the way. Congratulations. Do we know?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in a rocker that we just got from a friend, which we didn't have for the first one, and I'm regretting that choice.
Wise investment. Do you know what you're having?
We do, but we're not making it public yet.
You're not sharing. What's baby number one?
Baby number one is a boy.
It's a boy. Oh, wow. You got a boy there off the bat. Nice. You have a name picked out.
We think we do, but we're also like, well, I'm a bit more reticent about giving it out than my wife, but like, I don't like saying that first because I don't want to see people's reactions.
No, right.
When the baby is there in front of them, it's like, that's the baby's name. People are like, okay, I have to accept it.
Exactly.
But when they're not quite here yet, people can give their opinions too freely, and I don't need that.
That's a wise choice. I agree. I actually waited on all my kids to find out what they were. And
that's wild. I don't know how you can do that.
It's fun. If you go for number three, I suggest it. Especially if you have one of each, right? I think it's the way to go.
Yeah, if you've already had one of each, yeah, I can see that could be workable.
Yes.
I like to be prepared.
Yes, yes. Good luck with that. Well, I want to talk to you about your new movie, Imaginary, but we've got to take a little break. Hold tight. We're going to have more with Tom Payne coming up.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here. My guest today is actor Tom Payne. And congratulations on the new film. Imaginary is the title. It looks pretty scary there. What's the premise?
The premise is, I play a father in the movie. First time playing a father. And I have a teenage daughter and a younger daughter and I guess preteen. And I get remarried to the lead of the movie, DeWanda Wise. And we move into her childhood home. And in that childhood home, my younger daughter gains an imaginary friend.
Oh, that's the tease. That's it. Okay.
That's creepy.
And the imaginary friend, I'm assuming, becomes real or has imaginary powers that are very real?
Well, it's a horror movie. So in the promotional materials, you will see that it's a cute little teddy bear. But he may not be quite as cute as he at first appears. And the trailers are actually got more in them than I thought they would.
Got it.
But there's a lot to make you jump and make you afraid.
What up, Mario Lopez here, talking about the new movie Imaginary with actor Tom Payne. And I always think whenever you throw kids in a horror film, it makes it scarier. It really does, especially if they're oblivious to everything.
Absolutely. And you know, the girl in the movie, Piper Braun, is such a fantastic, capable young actress that she was really skilled in what she could do in each scene and very professional. And the movie couldn't be in safer hands as far as child actors go.
How old is she?
In real life, I'll get in trouble with her for getting it wrong. I think she's 10.
Wow. So she's really young. Really?
I think so. Yeah. She's definitely not older than 10, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, see, that makes it, the younger, the scarier.
Yeah.
So, ooh, that's good. Do you think this is something that could be a franchise, perhaps?
If it does well, I mean, you know, in that world, everything can be a franchise. Anything can be expanded upon. And there's absolutely, room for expansion.
Where'd you guys film it?
We shot it in New Orleans.
Oh, a scary city.
yeah. And also we shot it in the summer and it was just before the strike and it was crazy hot. Like New Orleans, I love New Orleans, but I don't know how people survive those summers. They're just so hot. You walk outside and you're just wrapped in a blanket.
I love New Orleans as well. The music, the people, the food. But yes, you're in a swamp. You're basically in a swamp. So you're just marinating in your own juices all day. It's a weird, weird feeling.
And everyone else is.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's sweating.
Everyone is sweating. You're exactly right. Well, while we towel off, let's play some more music. You're on Mario Lopez. My guest today is actor Tom Payne. And this is cool. Also in the works, this epic Kevin Costner Western. I love me some Westerns. I love me some Kevin Costner. Horizon, an American saga. So who do you play in this?
So I'm in the wagon train portion. So it's a big, it really is an American saga, America in the 1800s, the beginnings of what we are now. And I play a character traveling with my wife in the wagon train across America. And really, like, so it's coming out in two parts, June and August. And I was super emotional, actually, on set, because it really was everything that you dream of when you're a kid about what shooting a movie is. You were in these epic vistas in the middle of Utah where we shot it. And really the only difference between shooting it now and in the 50s is probably the size of the cameras, because we had all the horses and all the wagons and everyone dressed. And I had to calm myself down a little bit of like, you know, oh, I'm this guy in this movie. I had to remember like, oh, you're a real person.
Right.
It's just your real life. Like, because I was so excited to be doing it and to be in it and to have Kevin directing it.
Oh, so he also directed. That was my next question. Oh, that's cool.
He directed it and wrote it. Like, it's been his passion project since like the 80s. And so everyone that was there was so excited and happy to be there and happy to be helping him make it a reality. And I think the first trailer should come out in the next month or so. And as you are, I'm really excited to see a Western again and to see a return to things which actually happened.
Yeah.
And like could happen and is very grounded and real. Away from the superhero stuff.
Got to take a little break now. We're going to wrap it up with Tom Payne. Hang tight.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here, wrapping things up with actor Tom Payne. And you've been in the States now, what, over a decade, right?
I have been in the States since 2010, yeah.
Do you feel more American? No, I don't want to say more American, but Americanized enough, or are you still...
I'm going to, you know, make a post about this, but I did my citizenship a couple of weeks ago.
Congratulations.
I went down to the, you know, the place in downtown LA and held my hand up and did the oath with 20 other people. And it's a wild experience.
There you go.
But I figured like, you know, I've been here a long time. My son is American. We're going to have another kid. And they can take your green card away, you know, and you never know what's going to happen. And also with a green card, you can't leave for more than 6 months at a time.
Right.
And if I get a job in, you know, a film or a TV show in another country, then that's presents a difficulty. And
yeah,
so it just made sense. And I already pay all my taxes here. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good for you, man. Congratulations on everything. Imaginary is the movie, and that's hitting theaters March 8th. Tom, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Take care. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. The Cat in the Hat. Returning to theaters. This time it is an animated movie with Bill Hader doing the voice.
Mike Myers did a live action version back in 2003, which was disappointing at the box office, but we can look for this one in 2026.
What's up, y'all? Mario and Courtney Lopez, and every week there's something new going on with the kids over at Casa Lopez. Honey, why don't you tell our fine listeners what our son Dominic did?
Our kids are very, very good. Let me just say that. And when they're bad, it
sounds defensive.
No, when they're not behaving, it's bad for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're very good kids.
Because we reprimand them. We don't necessarily let it slide.
They have to be told when they're doing acting a foo. So he acted a foo in many different areas at school, at home, and then he wants to cry and get out of it. He's very much an actor, and
he tries to manipulate you with emotion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wonder where he gets that.
So anyway, when Mario got home last night, I told him what had happened, and I said, "You need to go." I already went in there. You need to go in there. So he goes in there. Blah 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 blah.
Which took me back to when my mom used to say it to my dad, and I hated it because my dad would get fired up and spank me just so he didn't have to hear it from my mom.
Yes,
I don't do it for that reason. It's because he has to hear it coming from you. It's like you always say, "I don't want to come home from work and be the bad guy."
Just real quick, did you warn him like, "Wait till your dad gets home"? Was there like a
you got to start using that?
Yeah,
they're scared of me.
No, I didn't.
You should, because it used to put the fear in me.
Okay, but only Sonny is really afraid of him.
Oh, okay.
Dominic still gets it.
No, he's a little braver with you. Anyway, I wake up this morning to two signs on Dominic's door. One saying, if your name is Courtney Lopez, do not come into this room.
Do not enter.
Do not enter this room. And then another one that said, no moms allowed. And it had that circle with the
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Wait, did it say no moms allowed with the circle thing through it? Because that means moms are allowed. That's a double negative.
He didn't know.
I don't know. But I thought, why me? Why did I?
Because he got mad that you told me. And the fact that you told me, he was mad. I used to get mad at my mom, too. Why'd you tell my dad? I was more mad at my mom for telling my dad.
Did you punish him though?
Okay. I screamed.
Or did you say like, "Moms, I know mom's mad at you, but I got your back."
No, because what you told me about Connie, I was very upset. So believe me, he got teary-eyed and he knows I was not happy about that. But he got defensive and he told me that's not what he said. But whatever.
He lied.
Oh, okay. He's lying.
Uh-oh.
He's going to get another visit from me then.
Well, yeah, because mom can't go in there.
That's right.
Let us know what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz. Disney Plus has announced its next Star Wars show. They got another one? It's called The Acolyte. It's about a respected Jedi who investigates a shocking crime spree.
Okay, we're getting only, crazy
yeah,
here.
Only to discover a dangerous warrior from his past. Okay, now we're turning into Law and Order.
Yeah, what?
I just don't understand any of this. This one, I guess, takes place before any of the movies. It debuts on June 4th. I
got to tell you, though, they've done a good job on the other ones, the shows. So we'll see if they can keep the streak going. Mario and Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. The award show comeback continues. Ratings for the Oscars are up 4%. From a year ago. I think it's that shout out Kimmel gave me.
Huh? You know what? It's just.
That was early in the show.
It was early in the show. It kept people hooked. 19.5 million viewers for ABC. Not too shabby, Mario Lopez. The show started about an hour earlier this year, too. So maybe that helped.
Mario and Courtney Lopez. And it's time for one last thing. I was just talking about the ratings for the Oscars being up 4%, and we credited it to the Mario Lopez shout out that Jimmy Kimmel gave on top of the show, kept people hooked. kidding, but it's funny because someone sent me a clip of the new movie on Netflix starring John Cena and Zac Efron called Ricky Stenicki about the imaginary friend, and I get referenced in that one too.
We couldn't figure out a way to get rid of him. We're done.
Look, maybe you're worried about nothing. Right? She only has a couple days to dig up dirt.
If she doesn't dig up dirt, that's worse. Eventually, someone's going to find out the truth. And then Aaron would just be one of those journalists that makes up fake stories.
Yeah, like Mario Lopez.
What's up with me? Like, this fake story. You know what? I don't know if it's so much fake stories or people just associate me now as a host, journalist, and I'm the only one maybe they can think of. I don't know, but I'll take it.
I mean, you're everywhere.
Or maybe everywhere. Maybe it's these actors don't consider entertainment news real news.
Oh, I didn't take it like that at all, Frazier. I think he thinks I'm being a liar face, but I am not. I tell the truth, people.
Mario Lopez will be right back.
Well, time for us to pass the mic. Quick thanks again, actor Tom Payne, for zooming in on Mario.com for more of that chat. More fun tomorrow as we celebrate Flashback Friday with Double Dare's Mark Summers.
Ooh, until then, this is Mario and Courtney Lopez saying good night. I hope you get slimed.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.